the situation in schools has not improved because we are also receiving news that in certain areas, the youth militias and war veterans will be now engaged in high gear in terms of victimizing teachers, what taking payment perhaps from their overload in terms of unfair. And after failing to get payment, they are extorting now from teachers. We have received the news today that teachers were beaten in Gutu district in Masingo province and forced to eat their feces. And it is unfortunate that we have this high level of violence in schools when we should expect that the violence should be ending. So the violence has increased, but in rural areas.
The militia has been setting up torture bases in schools. How is the situation at the moment?
Well, while the other torture bases closed to an extent that they are no longer operational in the schools, the youth militias have not yet gone back. And this has affected learning because the teachers have not gone back because they are still on the hit list. So there is no meaningful learning and teaching purposes, and the environment is not conducive for teaching. And this is unfortunate in an independent Zimbabwe.